Where are the dead? Paul endeavored to instruct the Thessalonian believers regarding the true state of the dead. He spoke of those who die as being asleep, in a state of unconsciousness. We would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we always be with the Lord. The Thessalonians had grasped the idea that Christ was coming to change the faithful who were alive and to take them to himself. But one after another their loved ones had been taken from them, and the Thessalonians hardly dared to hope to meet them in a future life. As Paul's letter was opened and read, great joy and consolation was brought by the words revealing the true state of the dead. Those living when Christ should come would not go to meet their Lord in advance of those who had fallen asleep in Jesus. The dead in Christ should rise first, before the touch of immortality should be given to the living. Therefore comfort one another with these words. The hope and joy that this assurance brought the young church at Thessalonica can scarcely be appreciated by us. They cherished the letter sent them by their Father in the gospel, and their hearts went out in love to him. He had told them these things before, but at that time their minds were striving to grasp doctrines that seemed new and strange. Paul's letter gave them new hope and a deeper affection for the one who through his death had brought life and immortality to light. Their believing friends would be raised from the grave to live forever in the kingdom of God. The darkness that had enshrouded the resting place of the dead was dispelled. A new splendor crowned the Christian faith. God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep, Paul wrote. Many interpret this to mean that the sleeping ones will be brought from heaven, but Paul meant that as Christ was raised from the dead, so God will call the sleeping saints from their graves.